Blog Talk Radio.
Always look up, never give up, and you will reach your goals. You're important, you're more than enough. And here she is, your host for Rolling with the Diva, Sabrina Williams. Thank you.
Hello, everybody. On the phone, we have the fabulous Theodore Chestnut. He has always been a good one of our greatest people to come on the show. I'm in rehab. I just had my major knee surgery last week. There was sort of kind of an emergency. They couldn't do the hip first. They had to do the knee. So we're going to let Theodore introduce himself, and then we're going to play one of the songs. Hi, Theodore. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing fine. And yourself, Ms. Williams?
I'm doing great. Just call me Sabrina.
I will do so. Just trying to be polite, as I was raised, but I will call you Sabrina. Amen.
All right. So tell us where you're calling from, and how did you get started in music?
Okay, actually, I'm calling from Goldsboro, North Carolina, by way of Brooklyn, New York. So I was pretty much born and raised in Brooklyn, New York. But right now, I currently reside in Goldsboro, North Carolina, with my lovely wife, married, going on 23 years now, and we have a daughter, 14 years old. Years old. Amen, yep. And actually, she just started this year. She just started early college, so she's pretty much in the ninth grade, and she's attending early college this year. So she goes to ninth grade on the college campus, which is a blessing. Also, so I just thank God for that. So it's pretty much a blessing for her and also for us, and I just thank God for the opportunity for her. And just for the opportunity allowing me to be the father that I need to be to her. Yeah, amen. And as far as music, yeah, amen. I thank God for that so much. Far as music, pretty much doing music going like for 20 years plus right now. I actually started out as trying to be a gospel rapper. My teenage years growing up, and then then after that, I tried a little bit in R&B, but then as you get older and you go through trials and tribulations in your life, and you're kind of trying to find your way, and that's how I started singing, gospel music after that. So as far as music, I've been doing music pretty much, I would say from my teenage years up until this point in time. And like I said, gospel music has been a very influential as far as genre in my life. So as far as music, that's how long I've been doing music. But I just thank God now just for allowing me the opportunity just to sing gospel music to inspire and encourage and motivate others. Amen.
Amen on that, young man. I like that. Mm. All right, so we are in Las Vegas. You're with Sabrina Williams. And I, like I told everybody, this is my second of three surgeries I'm going to have for my body. I'm just praying, thankful to God that he's keeping me with a good attitude.
Yeah.
I finally have succumbed to God. Say that again.
I said amen.
Amen. I finally just succumbed to the God-made medicine, and I need to take the pain medicine. I'm going to be really honest. I've had two sons, one through cesarean and one through natural, pushing him out, little cone head. I would take, I would give birth again before I go through a knee surgery. It's that pain.
Wow.
It is that.
Wow.
So I'm just going to tell people, and I've had two children, so I don't think it's really painful, believe me. You never want to have the knee. But we're praising God that I have parents and that he's taking care of it all, and I have great doctors. So here we go. New music alert coming soon from the award-winning, independent, contemporary gospel artist who calls himself God's Journey Child is Theodore Chestnut with his first ever praise and worship song, titled Sun Up, Sun Down. The song is a testament of Theodore acknowledging that from the rising of the sun and to the going down of the same, whatever daily challenges that life may bring, he has to turn it over to God. That is the truth. And continue to bless God's holy name. For every challenge that we deal with, from the moment we wake up to the moment we lay our head down, is really just a means to draw us back to God, our Creator. Wow, that is so true. He wants to encourage everyone to bring everything they're dealing with to God, as He will take care of it, because He has a vision for each of us and every one of us, every one of our lives. So stay blessed, and remember, there's a blessing waiting for you. We're going to go start, and we're going to play Feel So Good. We'll be right back.
Amen.
Let me make sure I'm in the right place. Oh, yep, here we go. Feel So Good. Did it come up? And that's the one thing about the usually I don't use my computer. Here we go.
Mm-hmm.
And
Lord, the way you have graced us. Lord, the way you have loved us. Feel so good, God. Here. Yep. Play. Let's keep going. Okay, we're back with Rolling with the Divas. We're going to replay that song because I think I cut it off in the middle because I was trying to adjust the bottom. But we're going to go back to Mr. Theodore and explain what was that song about for you.
Well, pretty much what that song was about. Back in 2009, you know, I was went through about with depression and anxiety. My dad had passed away back then, and actually before my dad had passed away, my uncle had passed away, and after my dad had passed away, my aunt had passed away. So this happened, you know, with like in a 13-month time span. And then, I really, you know, found myself in a dark place where, you know, I just really, you know, it kind of hit my spirit hard. You know, then I was diagnosed with anxiety and depression. So I pretty much had to go through that. And I actually had to be admitted, you know, as an outpatient in the mental health facility, you know, during that time. So I actually had to do that for like 3 months, you know, 8:30 to 5:30, you know, a little white van coming to pick me up on a daily basis, whereas I actually had to go to the outpatient health facility. And this was actually in Princeton, New Jersey. And during that time, you know, I had to attend like a weekly therapy sessions. And then, you know, one day out of that week, I actually had to see a psychiatrist, and actually, like I said, I had to take depression and anxiety medication. But glory be to God, you know, that He delivered me from that. I'm not taking a medication anymore, and you know, that was one of the, you know, trials and tribulations that I had to go through in my life. And really going through that, and you know, God seeing me, you know, through that trial and tribulations. You know, when we're going through our storms and things like that, we're not sure if we're going to make it through. But I thank, glory be to God, that I did make it through, and pretty much feel so good. It just feels so good to be on the other side of through, especially when you're going through the trials and tribulations. So that's how much pretty much I came up with that song. It just feels so good to be on the other side of through, knowing that I made it through the trials and tribulations with God. You know, He won't take us out of the storm, but He'll carry us through it. So it just feels so good that I did make it through the storm, and I'm glad to be a living witness and a living testimony just to share my journey with others. Amen.
Amen. And you know what? I'm so proud of you that as a man, it has nothing to do with your race, but as a man, that you would come on the radio and talk about that, because we put so much pressure in society still on that men are supposed to be strong. They can't, you know, have these issues. And it's really refreshing to hear that. And also as a black man, I'm really impressed that you were saying that, because our people tend to like, oh, no, I don't have these issues. It's just because, you know, of this or this, and making excuses. And sometimes people are unable. And that was called a day treat. Actually, it's a call, what you went through, for what people don't know, is called a day treatment. But he was doing an evening program, which allowed him to go into the program after a certain for a certain amount of hours. And that, I think that's a great way to also get help, because some people think, I'm going to have to be hospitalized. There's so many versions of getting help for yourself. And nothing is wrong with having yourself have issues, but also getting help. Because you have to remember, I truly believe that Judas suffered from mental health issues, a lot of issues. I believe Peter did. And, you know, they all handled it in a different way. But God was able to, when he got on the cross for us, he was here to make us understand that no matter what happens to you in your life, and this is why I'm really impressed with what Theodore is saying, is that things are going to happen. You're not promised a rose garden. Like today, I'm sitting here in rehab in the hospital. My son is having a crisis because about 5 months ago, 4 or 5 months ago, my son tried to kill himself. He's doing much better now, really sharing his feelings. But I'm really starting to think that sometimes when I'm away from him for a couple of days, he gets extra panic attacks. So I had to walk him through it. And, you know, I'm grateful for God for that. And I found myself like, you know, just like, God, why? But God's just like, this is the path I have you on. This is okay. You're going to be okay.
Yeah.
I'm here with you. And, you know, and I have my own struggles with mental health. But the great thing about Theodore and for myself is my psychiatrist that I still see has downgraded me from depression and to what's called a constant adjustment going on in your life, where sometimes people have a hard time working through that. And that's a major accomplishment for me to get to that point. So I just, I really feel that people need to understand and listen to what Theodore is saying, that, hey, you know what, things are going to happen, but God is there. And you just can't give up on life. You have to, you have to really, really hang in there. You know, and I know people are like, I have a friend and she's doing better, where she thinks that if things are not good, that God's against her. And that's so, so wrong. What do you think about that, Theodore?
I didn't hear you say she thinks that God does what?
That if things are not going good for her, that God hates her and is mad at her.
No, he's not. And what I think about that is, when God is always speaking to us, right? And if we feel that he's not speaking to us, he left something for us to read, which is his word, right? He left that for us to read his word. So we have to do our part. You know, one of the things that kind of helped me, you know, one of the things I could say through my trials and tribulations was reading the Word of God, and not only reading the Bible, also reading inspirational books. You know, And one of the key things, like I said, when it comes to the Word of God, the Bible says that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. So I really, when I was going through that time, I couldn't rely on my own strength. Honestly, if I would have relied on my own strength, I probably wouldn't be here speaking with you right now. You know, I wouldn't be here speaking with you right now. And one of the key things, especially as a man, because one of the key things that you said, you know, especially when it comes to us men, we're so pretty much, you know, we're so concerned about this stigma that the world has on men that, you know, if we cry about things, actually cry, it means that it shows that a man is weak. No, but I kind of beg to differ. You know, when a man cries, it shows a sign of maturity, right? It shows the signs. Whereas, you know, as a man, you're not holding on to that macho man pride. You're not holding on to your pride within itself. Because honestly, if we do that as men, and we don't release what's bottled up inside of us, it's going to show us some way. You know, it's going to show us way in some form or fashion. Whereas you can be a womanizer, or you can beat up a woman. You can become a child abuser. You become, you know, a drug addict or dealing with alcoholism and stuff like that. So, like I said, it's going to show us way some form or fashion. So that's why, you know, one of the key things for me, like I said, I couldn't take it anymore. So I just thank God that He just gave me that strength to say, you know, reach out and say, you know what, I need help, whether it be professional help or spiritual help. So I actually had to do both. I had to get professional help first, you know, because God. And, you know, God, one of the things I was kind of fearful of, and I think you kind of touched on this too, I mean, one of the things I was fearful of, like taking medication, you know, taking anxiety medication, taking depression medication, because I was one who's really, you know, not a keen to taking medication. But then I had to realize that, you know, God made everything. You know, God made the medication also, and sometimes, you know, you got to succumb to that. Whereas if it's the medication that you need, you know what, go ahead and take it. And I just thank God, because He created medication, so I had to let that go and not be fearful of it. And I just thank God, like I said, He got me off the medication. I'm not taking it anymore, so I just thank God. So for whoever's listening to this call right now, you cannot, believe me, you won't be able to make it through this life in your own strength, because they're going to come trials and tribulations. So really, one of the key things I also learned, that life is not about me, right? So you really have to kind of take the focus off of yourself and just, you know, read God's word and get the professional help that you need. And I promise you, I'm a living witness, God will bring you through your trials and tribulations, not for your glory, but only for His glory. Amen.
Amen. And you know what's really interesting that you said that? I know people were like, and I know I'm reading a book on there's good and evil. God created the medicine. And there are manufacturers who sell the medicine who are being greedy. But God allows free will of men and women. So I just want to point it out to people. Do not say, I'm not going to take medicine because of they're raising the price or whatever. God created it. These people have free will. But what I want to point out, and Theodore, I'm quiet today because, one, I'm really glad because I was like, God, do I still do this show? And God's like, just go ahead, because I'm really glad that Theodore is really eloquent spoken, and his message is not only about music, but it's about mental health. And for me today, it's about like saying, you know what, I'm still going to do the show, and God's showing me, hey, he can do the talking. You're fine. And I'm with that. That's where God will just step in and just help you out, you know, and just, sometimes I don't like to step out of what's going on, but God has a reason. And the reason I believe today is for men, especially men, young men, and even young girls between the ages of 10 to 14. Theodore, that's on high rise, where girls between the ages of 10 or 14 are killing themselves. So I believe that you doing probably more is really great for the show. So we're going to play Sun Up, Sun Down. We already talked about the reasons when I read the definitions. I want you guys to really absorb this into your soul. Close your eyes, really listen to it, and
really ask God to come into your life. If God is not in your life, this is my favorite saying, how's that working for you? If you don't have a higher power in life, such as, you know, AA talks about or things like that, because there's so many different things going on in life, and we all just hear about, oh, the person has a drug addiction, a person has an alcohol addiction, you know, they may be depressed, have anxiety, but there's so many more things. There's anorexia, bulimia. There's people who are addicted to sex, and that's what they go do all day. They can't get enough, and then there's pornography. And don't just think that men are in pornography, that women can have that same issue too, where it controls them. So there's so many things going on. We all are not struggling with the same things, but we all need a higher power. I believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, not a religion, but having a personal relationship. Because when you have a personal relationship with God, you cut out the middleman. I don't need anybody to go pray for me or do anything. I still have to say, please pray for me. But you go straight to God Almighty, and you say, God, I need this. I need this help. I need this, and I need this. Because that's why God sent his son. And even Jesus struggled with sadness for us, and he bled, literally beads of blood for us. And, you know, God went through for all of us on the cross. And when that cross, when he was rose up again, that's where it is. You're forgiven. The only unforgivable sin, and people don't notice, is turning away from God. That's the only unforgivable sin. We're going to play Sun Up, and we'll be right back. Thank you. Well, I don't know about y'all, but that was one of the most amazing songs. And I'm just going to be honest, I've had a lot of gospel songs on here, but that is one of the best ever gospel songs I've heard, because it spoke to address your life and to let God help you. I know it's hard for people, and they think that sometimes I'm a yippee, yayo, always a happy person. Believe me, I'm not. I just believe that, and I'm not happy, and that's what I tell people. I'm not happy, I'm joyful, because happiness is, and so is joy. But joy is a more steadfast emotion for me, where you can be happy one minute, oh, I'm so happy I got an ice cream, and then the next minute you're sad because somebody didn't get something. Whereas joy, you have joy because you have Jesus, and I use this acronym all the time. Jesus, others, and yourself is my acronym for joy. Because if you have Jesus first, and just like Theodore said about 2 minutes ago, stop thinking of yourself, and then you're thinking of others, and yourself is last. Not saying you're last, like you're putting yourself and not taking care of yourself, but putting Jesus first and seeing how you can help somebody else will help you. And that's the thing that people don't understand. And that's why I love volunteering, because volunteering can lift your spirits and let you see that your situation is not that bad. And that the pain, the hurt in your leg is not as bad as the person who wants the leg. Does that make sense, Theodore?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, it does, Sabrina. Yes, it does. It makes true sense. It does. Yes, it does.
Now, that was extra for me, you guys. That might be because I'm hyped up on, pain pills. But you guys got the message. Anyway, oh, my God, I'm really be thankful for God, because I'm going to tell you, the one thing about a knee, they tell you is never to get to the bone pain. And I had let it get to the bone pain. And bone pain is very horrible. It's different than a tendon, because bone pain is everything is covering it. Like God, and I can only liken this to God put his son on the cross for us, and he took the bone pain. He had them nailed into his hand, and he covered us with all of the tendons and the muscles to protect us and insulate. So without that covering, the bone pain is deep, and the only one who can hold on to that bone pain is the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, I don't know where that came from, but y'all, and that's the only thing I can liken it to. Theodore, I don't know where that came from. That was God. I don't know if you guys, anybody who's listened to this and they have taken any kind of anatomy, you guys know, because it's 7 to 8 layers you have to cut through the skin. So to get down to the bone, and that's why when you break a bone or anything like that, it's very painful. And I don't know, that was God speaking. That was not me. I have to give all the glory to him. I've really refocused my show on, you know, the songs really being, I know there's Christian rap and all that, but I don't really do anymore with rap songs, not unless I can identify the words that are going to make sense to me to help me get a message across. My whole being is about people knowing that your mind, body, and spirit go together. If they're not in sync, you're going to have some mental health problems, and you don't have to be bipolar or depressed or anything, because you can be super rich and your mind is upset because you're not happy. What is all that money doing for you? And I forget that Bible verse. So my thing is, and check this out, Theodore, mind, body, and spirit is the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. You have to be in think with all three of those for your body to be, for you to be able to function in life. When one is out of sync, it doesn't matter. What do you say, Stefan, that? What do you think?
Well, what do you mean, far as material things?
Yes, what do you think?
Well, and it goes back to what you said. And I think when you mentioned that, a scripture did come to my mind. I just can't quote what scripture is coming from, but it said, what does it profit a man to gain the whole world you know, and lose his soul. You know what I mean? So one of the things, what does it profit a man? And I kind of learned, you know, when I was going through my trials and tribulations, one of the key things that I learned, you know, what life isn't about, and it isn't about material things. I learned what life isn't about. It's not about material things. Cause, you know, when you're going through your trials and tribulations, there's no house, there's no car, there's no title, no money that's going to help you through your trials and tribulations. It may be a tool, but ultimately, you know, there's going to be a hole that's left in your soul, and sometimes we'll try to fill that void with material things, you know, and material things is not going to get you through your trials and tribulations. The only thing that I've learned that really is going to get you through your trials and tribulations is pretty much the word of God. So that's why I try not to, you know, focus on material things. I just really try to focus on the word of God, because if I do focus on material things, I promise you, life will not work out for you, because we weren't created to focus on that. You know, we are created to focus on the task that we were put on this earth for. So, like I said, material things, I try not to focus on that. You know, God wants us to have material things and nice things, right?
Mm-hmm.
But he's jealous. He's a jealous God. So if we start putting material things before him and stuff like that, believe me, the quicker he gave it to us, the quicker he will take it away from us. So like I said, material things is not the end all be all for me, and I just thank God for that lesson that I pretty much learned, and hopefully, you know, the younger generation can, you know, for us, you know, when we go through those trials and tribulations, those are things that I think we need to mention and discuss, you know, with the younger generation, because they get stuck up on this jewelry and all that stuff. And to me, that's not worth a hill of beans, you know. It's not going to amount up to nothing, you know, especially when you're going through your trials and tribulations. So I try to stay away from focusing, you know, on material things.
Amen. And we're on the air with indie contemporary gospel artist, God's Journey Child, Theodore Chessman. And he was giving Sabrina Williams Rolling with the DV the opportunity to play a song. We're going to play one more of the song, and it's called Theodore Title. What is that song about?
Okay. Pretty much that song is about, and just to break it down a little bit, every letter in that word title has a meaning to it. So, then I think prior you had mentioned when we were discussing before you played Sun Up and Sun Down. I forgot what you had quoted, but it was to me, I think it was along the line, you know, just putting our trust in God, not really putting our trust in man. Yeah. So pretty much, so the T stands for trust, and the I stands for N, and then the other T stands for the, and the L stands for Lord. And the E stands for every day. So pretty much like I said, God is our creator, right? So we should not really be putting our trust in man. God put people in our lives to help us to, you know, get through our trials and tribulations, or to help us to progress and get where we need to be. But ultimately, you know, we have to trust in the Lord every day. So that's how pretty much I came up with that word title, because sometimes, you know, especially, you know, in the churches and stuff like that, you know, there's so many people that's stuck on titles, you know, and really God is not concerned about your title. God is really concerned about your heart. God is concerned about the way you treat people, especially if you're a leader. You know, if you're a leader and you're really not exemplifying what God put in you as a leader, he's not concerned about that, you know, because sometimes as leaders, you know, we get the big head, we get to thinking, you know, that it's all about us. And you can actually see it even in government right now, you know, going through this thing with Trump, right? We were going through the thing with Trump, and, you know, it's like, but honestly, I think Trump is in that office for a reason. You know, he's in there for a reason. And he could so very well be in there just for us leaders, you know, not only leaders, because as musicians or as songwriters, we're leaders, you know, especially for the pastors, right? So my thing is, Trump is an example for us, right? So we really can expect Trump. Yeah, he's an example for us, right? Because if we're probably, you know, so much probably criticizing him, you know, he's not leading the nation the way he should be leading the nation. But then again, you got pastors, you got worship leaders, you got who are not doing what they're supposed to be doing, you know, within, you know, the realm of them being a leader. So we can't hold Trump accountable for what he's doing if we're not doing what we're doing as a leader, right? So then here goes your point where it came up back to me. You said, you know, don't look for a pastor or anybody to pray for you. That's what you had said. Don't look for a pastor or anybody to pray for you. You have a relationship with God yourself. So, you know, your pastor may have the title of being a pastor, of being a bishop. But once again, none of those people with those titles, they're not going to be able to give you everything that you need from God. So pretty much that's why one of the things I learned that, you know, I'm not going to put my trust in man. You know, I'm not going to put my trust in someone who has a title. I'm going to trust in the Lord every day, the one who provided those people with the titles who are really not doing what they're supposed to be doing. So I'm going to go to the source. Like you said, go to the source, the ultimate source.
Amen.
Go to your creator. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, I have nothing to say except we're going to your song title. That's all I can say to you.
Amen. Okay.
And we're going to, before we go to your song, I want you to pray us out. We're going to end with your song. I really appreciate you. It's funny because the last time I talked to you, I was on the road to Arizona and I was having a mental health day. And I remember I pulled over to do the show. It's just something is really, God is always, when it comes to you, God always brings you at the point where I really needed to hear you talk about mental health when that was good to minister to me. So I'm really grateful for that. You keep doing what you're doing. Don't freaking out. Tell everybody where, before we go, before we play your song, where they can find you and about your t-shirts.
Okay. Pretty much you could find me pretty much. I'm on Facebook and all social media outlets. I'm on Twitter, also on Instagram. And if you're looking to really get in contact with me, you can contact me directly. I just give your cell phone number, which is 917-921-7016. Once again, 917-921-7016. And you can contact me directly. I don't have no middleman. I don't like to get caught up in the, you know, that third person, because sometimes that person can be a hindrance, you know. So you can contact me directly. And far as I do have t-shirts pretty much last year, towards the end of towards the end of 2017, the Lord put in my heart to create t-shirts. Started a t-shirt business called Title Wear, which is once again stand for trusting the Lord every day. And if you're looking to purchase a shirt, you can purchase a shirt. You can reach out to me on Facebook on Instant Messenger. And it'd be my pleasure to place an order for you. And I truly would appreciate your support. And I promise you, you are growing, you are sowing into a good seed. You are sowing into a good seed. And
you know what?
Amen.
I'm blessed because I realized when I was in rehab last time for my hip I'm studying. I don't know if you know, but I'm studying to be a chaplain. I don't need to be up on the church to be the minister, because see, I'm the first person who'll call you out if you call me out. God don't need me up there. So I will call you out if you say something about me. I'm not the person. I'm just like I told God. When people are like, well, yeah, chaplain ministers are the same thing, but chaplains are more behind the scene. And I love going. I work. I volunteer at hospice. I do, and I really love those things. And that's where God is taking me. So I feel like I'm. Because I started at 18 years old working in the ministry in Haiti, the Dominican Republic. So now 55, I'm making full circle around, you know, and I'm just really happy that God is doing that for me. But you were going to say something. I'm sorry, I cut you off.
What I wanted to say is, And this was on my heart. And actually, when I was driving, from home, from work today, and I was, I was thinking, 11 p.m. That's kind of late for an interview, right? Especially on the East Coast, right? Right.
Yeah.
And then you had mentioned that you were, you're dealing with the pain medication and stuff like that, during the call. And then when I was on my way home, I was thinking, Ted, why are you doing an interview at 11 o'clock, right? And then we have to really think about what we're doing and the purpose of why we're doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And then it just dropped in my spirit on my way home, because once again, life is not about me. Right. Sometimes there's somebody that's probably up right now that's dealing with depression, dealing with anxiety, that's dealing with something, that's dealing with knee pain. Right. And we were assigned to do this interview. So sometimes that's why, and I thought about it. You know what, Ted, it's not about you. You have, once again, put yourself aside. Right. And just kind of move forward with the interview. God will do whatever you need, the rest that you will need to get you to work in the morning, the things that you will need, Miss Williams, to get you through the night, to get you to the next day. God is going to honor that. God is going to bless that. So and he's going to bless our sacrifices that we're making right now. So the pain that you're dealing with right now is God is going to bless you. God is going to bless you. So like I said, the reason why I had to share that, because sometimes we, just have to get out our own selves and whatever the purpose is that God has given us, we have to move forward with that purpose. And like you said, one of the things, feelings, like you said, being happy. Being happy is a feeling, and my pastor had mentioned this probably like 2 or 3 weeks ago. Being happy is just a feeling, and sometimes that feeling comes and goes. But when you have that joy on the inside, that's the joy of God. That's what we need to rest upon, on that joy that He put on the inside of us. So when we're doing interviews and when we, sometimes you may not feel like doing it because we have knee pain, or you may be thinking it's too late. Think about that joy that God has put on the inside of us that we need to share with others. So I just wanted to get that out the way before we.
No, I'm glad to hear it, because we were on the same wavelength. Because I'm telling you, God's like, you do this, you're doing this. God's like, you're doing the interview, and I'm just like, okay, God, you're right. I'm not going to sit up here and argue with you guys, because you're going to win anyway. I mean, there's very few times I win. Okay, I'm not having this conversation. You're going to make a way. He made it where I didn't have to talk as much. And you had, I did not, God knew the focus, what was going to be on mental health. I didn't know that. I thought we were just talking about songs. And God's like,
listen.
He's like, girl, I already have this covered, and you over here. And if I would have canceled, think about what I've taken away from other people.
And also, not for other people. This is also for us. This is also, just because we also, along with the Word of God, we have to encourage ourselves. Because if we don't encourage ourselves, we definitely can't look for someone else to encourage us. So it's also also, for us. And I just want to thank God for you just for affording me the opportunity, to do the interview. It's a pleasure, and I truly appreciate this opportunity.
And you know what? I want to tell you the song, because we only have a scheduled time. It's going to only play for about a minute and 30 seconds.
That's fine.
But I'm going to replay all the songs. Because I'm doing a music thing on Sunday, so is it all right if I play all three of your songs again?
You are more than welcome. And once again, these songs are not, God told me to create and release, and He'll do what He needs to do. And that's
it. I still have
another
song, so Sunday is going to be really fun. I'll send you the link, because I still have all your
other
songs.
Mm-hmm.
So what I'm doing is reading a Bible verse, playing a song, reading a Bible, playing a song, and just letting people need to be able to listen to music. God made music for a reason.
That's right.
When you listen to the words of God being sung, or the words of, about this, that's encouraging from God, good things are going to happen. So love
that's
you, brother.
Right, that's right.
I'll talk to you
love
soon.
You too, also.
where we're going to play this. We'll see you guys later.
Okay, have a great one.
You too.